We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Las Vegas is an entertainment mecca. You have to really put on a show in order to make a crowd of more than 10,000 people ooh and ah. Only the best of the best get to perform here. And while Michigan did earn the victory over UNLV, the true showstopper, the person who made Friday's crowd come to life, was freshman Musa Diabate. From his poster jam early in his first stint on the floor to his two blocks, it had to have been more than two blocks, by the way. Anyways, I digress. Diabate was the closest thing to Las Vegas on Friday night in the game. Flashy, electrifying, at times unfathomable. Michigan got big contributions from many to shoo away a pesky and a game UNLV team, but it was Diabate, the team-wide favorite, the talent-dripping mega prospect who shined brightest on the strip. You aren't going to see that type of game every time out from Moose, at least not yet. He's still raw, didn't pick up the game of basketball until the age of 12, but when Musa puts things together like he did against the Rebels, 14 points, 7 rebounds, plus 12 over 21 minutes, he is a showstopper. And what's great was at the end, Musa was at the line for a couple of free throws. The game had been decided, but it's Vegas, and the Vegas action was still very much on the line. And sure enough, Musa went out and hit a couple of free throws. That was the only area he had struggled before that moment. 0 of 4 and then 2 of 2 with just a few seconds left. Like a great showman, Diabate saved something for the grand finale. And in the process, he helped Michigan reach the final of the Roman main event. It was a late one. If you missed it, we've got all the reactions, some interviews, and a whole lot more here on this post-game edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
It's fitting. Diabate had that monster performance. He was awesome. It was enthralling to watch. And then, you know, really the guy who put this team on his back and had to help Michigan kind of wade through some uneven waters in the second half when UNLV really made it a game was the professor, the fifth-year senior, Eli Brooks. Eli is not flashy. He is take care of business. He is a veteran, and he did just that. 22 points, 6 of 11 from the floor, made all 6 of his free throws, played 33 minutes. And now Eli, listen, he's always had the ability to go out and score, but there have been other ways that he's been able to help this ball club. But now, for just the second time in his career, four straight games of 10 or more points. He was three shy of a career best against UNLV. He has a chance to get to five straight 10-point performances for the first time in his career against Arizona coming up on Sunday. So that game is continuing to evolve, and with the way that Michigan is right now and where this team is at, Eli as a scorer needs to be part of this totality of Michigan basketball, and he's more than capable of doing it. 4 of 7 from three. The rest of the ball club was 2 of 12. Eli, that stretch, there was a 5-0 Eli Brooks run that really tilted that momentum enough to allow Michigan to pull away. It's interesting, the last couple of games for the Wolverines, it's been an 8-man rotation. You've seen the 5 starters, and then the 3 off the bench are Kobe Bufkin, Terrence Williams II, and Musa Diabate. Now, I don't think that that is how it's always going to be, but right now, those are the 8 that head coach Juwan Howard trusts the most. Frankie Collins is going to factor into this thing. Once Zeb Jackson gets back, and he's working hard to do so, then he, I think, will be a factor in this deal. I don't think some of the other scholarship players are too far behind by any stretch, but right now, this is the 8, and when you have a game like you saw Tuesday, a game like you saw in Vegas against UNLV, these are the 8 right now that head coach Juwan Howard wants to go after, and they will be, you figure, the 8 that will at least play the most as the Wolverines face off with Arizona in the championship game coming up on Sunday night. Arizona was dominating Wichita State for a while, and well, then the Shockers came back, erased a 16-point deficit. They had a lead, a 1-point lead, their only lead of the game, inside of 2 minutes left. They led, I think it was for 40 seconds, and then ultimately it ended up going to overtime. Arizona pretty much dominated overtime and got the job done. That's going to be a real test for this ball club. Arizona's a KenPom top 25-ish team. It ebbs and flows a little bit, but they're right on that peripheral. They're a good ball club. A new first-year head coach and Tommy Lloyd, the longtime Gonzaga assistant. It is a great challenge. And head coach Juwan Howard said in pregame that this was a perfect time for Michigan to come out here. You had the adversity of losing to Seton Hall, but now you have a chance to bond as a team, to get out here, to be able to play in such a unique environment. And now you have a chance to go win a championship. Yeah, it's a four-team, two-game tournament. You know who won last year's Roman main event? The Baylor Bears. I'm just saying. Michigan a winner over UNLV, 74-61. Let's hear from the national champ, Terry Mills. He chatted with our network host on Friday into Saturday, Mike Morabito, about the Michigan win.
Terry, I think coming into this one, we kind of knew off the Seton Hall loss, we're going to learn a little bit about this team tonight. And they had the longer anticipated tip-off after the first game went into overtime. Kind of had to hang around after a long flight, but they took care of business and ended up winning by 13 tonight over the Running Rebels.
Yeah, I thought it was a strong effort. And, you know, this is one of those games that coaches, you know, they don't really want to talk about it, but it could affect your team by that long travel. That's why Coach Howard wanted to get here a day early. Hopefully the team could have got acclimated a little bit, which they did. And, you know, I thought they played exceptionally well. I mean, the Rebels were up for the task. They came out strong and hung around, and Michigan just imposed their will on them and came out victorious.
An impressive finish by the Wolverines. They had 74-61 over UNLV. We will hear from Coach Howard a little bit later on in the post-game show. Eli Brooks at it again tonight, 22 points to lead the Wolverines. Quite the performance for him, and it was really a complete performance in both halves as Michigan led by 3 at the break and then were able to kind of pull away and get out in front for the remainder of this ball game. Brooks, a big reason why.
Yeah, well, if you look at what Eli Brooks did, you know, down the stretch, he was pretty much, I don't know whether he raised his hand or just told him in a huddle, hey, I got Hamilton from here on out. And I was saying during the broadcast, somebody was going to have to take that initiative to kind of slow him down a little bit. And guess who it was? It was Eli Brooks. And all of a sudden, he took on that task and then started, you know, distributing the basketball on the offensive end, knocked down a couple big-time shots, stepping up to the free-throw line, knocking down shots. So, I mean, where would this Michigan team be without him?
Yeah, really a complete performance on both sides of the ball. You mentioned Hamilton. His shooting in the second half really fell off. Just 2 of 9 from downtown, missed 9 shots in total, 5 of 14. And along with those 22 points from Eli Brooks, he certainly got it done defensively. Another player who really impressed, and it's kind of become a theme on the early portion of this season, off the bench, Musa Diabate, quite the performance. He was in double digits with 13 points tonight to go along with 7 rebounds.
Man, a special talent, man. I tell you what he's done. He oohed and aahed this crowd, man, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, his block shots he had, you know, running the floor, finishing at the rim. Man, he's talking about he just competed, man, at a high level, and I was very impressed with him.
Well, now they'll get a day off, and I'm sure plenty of those guys, including the radio broadcast team, might be ready for some rest, used to their body clocks being at about 3 a.m., despite being out in Vegas right now. They'll come back Sunday for a 9 Eastern time tip-off against the Arizona Wildcats. Now, you were up close and center tonight watching the Wildcats against Wichita State, a game that needed overtime. Very well could have gone the other way for Zona, but they did come out on top. This is a program that is long past its peak when it was a powerhouse back not any time recently. Sean Miller had a bit of a run. Of course, the late Lute Olson had their best years for the Wildcats. But nonetheless, an opportunity to beat a Power 5 school and make it a 2-0 Vegas run for Michigan. How do you kind of game plan with that day in between at a team that I'm sure everyone on the coaching staff has already gotten a long look at this evening?
Yeah, well, you know what? They present a lot of problems for Michigan. They got the length that Michigan has, and you know, they can impose a problem. And, you know, Michigan's going to have their work cut out for them. But, you know, this staff works around the clock continuously, hard around the clock, and they'll have them prepared. And, you know, with Coach Howard and Howard Eisley and, you know, Coach Martelli and Saudi Washington, I mean, you just got a nucleus of coaches that pretty much know how to go about it and get these guys prepared to be ready to go the next day, whether it's getting in the cold tub. Hey, these guys need to rest here. Hey, we'll get up. We'll get an early start or a late start tomorrow with a practice or something like that. So I think they got the schedule down pat, and I think these guys will be ready to go.
Again, the Wolverines victorious tonight, 74-61. Terry, happy to say it. I'm sure you're happy to hear it. It'll be a much earlier tip on Sunday night as Michigan will go for that 2-0 West Coast record.
Yeah, you got that right. I feel sorry for my partner, Brian Bush, who he'll be up bright and early in the morning making a lot of noise. We're kind of neighbors, next-door neighbors in the hotel, and know he's got to be on that Michigan football broadcast, and quite sure he'd probably go back and have a cup of coffee and get ready.
Yeah, I mean, they're nearing kickoff in College Park,
right,
it seems.
Exactly.
But Terry, safe to say, a nice bounce-back effort by the Wolverines tonight to get this 13-point win and another big opportunity on Sunday against Arizona.
Yeah, yes, it was. And you know what, Mike? They cleaned up a lot of areas where they got hurt against Seton Hall. So it just shows the growth that this team has going forward. You know, a lot of those offensive rebounds were hurting us. Guess what? Wolverines didn't care who was rebounding the basketball. They were finding ways to come up with those loose balls and those rebounds.
Let's get into our postgame interviews. We start with the head coach, Juwan Howard.
That UNLV team seemed like they always came with a punch. How did your team answer with a counterpunch?
Wow. I mean, you're right. They were very active, tough, hard-nosed competitors, and they were never giving up. I mean, they made some tough shots down the stretch. The three that really brought the momentum back for them, especially the one by Williams at the top of the key. But they kept coming back at us. Every punch we threw one back, they threw another one back. And it looked like one of those matchups that's going to be happening tomorrow night with Williams and the other boxer.
No doubt about that. What did Moose's energy do for your ball club tonight?
Oh, it inspired all of us, man. It was beautiful to watch. The bench was very active in supporting his effort and everything that he was doing with his defense, his activity around the rim, with this talking out there on some of the ball screens, switching on to some of their tough players, particularly the Hamilton matchup. He guarded Hamilton. Musa is a guy that can pretty much guard 1 through 5, so I trust, and he wants that too. And that's the beauty of Musa, being a tough competitor. He's always shown throughout the time I've known him and watched him play. He wants those marquee guys and to be able to make everything tough for them, and he surely did. Had some really good contests. And then on the offensive end, he brought some amazing energy, good finishes around the basket. There was a couple times where I ran a couple of post-up plays for him. He got it in the post, took his time, went up, converted those plays. He also did an amazing job on the glass, whether it's on the offensive end, defensive end. I mean, he was inspiring to watch tonight.
We all knew Eli Brooks had the ability to go off and score 20 points, but he did that and then some here tonight. How have you seen him kind of take that aggression offensively and be able to go get hunt his shot if he has it available?
Well, Eli is one of those savvy vets that, he knows how to play, and he finds ways to be aggressive, but he's smart while doing it. You know, he never goes out of the concept of what we try to accomplish offensively as a team. He stayed within the team setting by when the ball moves to him, he's open, he let it fly. When he comes off a ball screen or he's driving to the basket, he looked to make plays for others. He's just a smart basketball player.
A lot of fun to watch. Coach, congratulations. Talk to you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk to the captain, to the professor, to the leading scorer in the victory for the Wolverines over the Runnin' Rebels, Eli Brooks.
Eli, with that win, you're now tied for your former teammates, Xavier and John, for the all-time wins lead at Michigan. What's that mean to you?
I mean, there's a lot of great people that came before me. I mean, this is my fifth year, so I got an upper hand, but it's still special to be in that category.
What was the key in this one? It seemed like when you came up with that personal little 5-0 spurt that kind of shifted momentum, how was that important?
I think just staying the course. I mean, we always talk about it's a game of runs. Just staying neck up. Being the most mentally stable stable team is going to win most of the games. I think just staying the course and working through our mistakes.
What did Musa and his energy do for your ball club tonight?
I mean, he brings a big sparkle off the bench, big personality. But he showed out today. We knew he could do it. We've seen it in practice. It's just good to see him do it out there now that everybody can see it.
How big was this bounce back for you guys? After Tuesday night, a lot of the issues were corrected. It seemed like still work to do, but how big was this bounce back?
It was big. To get back in the win column, I mean, we always talk about solution-based, even after losses. So being able to get back into the lab and fix those mistakes and come out here and apply it to a different opponent.
As always, we appreciate it, Eli. Congratulations on number 108.
Appreciate it.
Congrats to Eli. Doesn't matter if he get that extra year. He's here. He's rolling with it. And he's going to probably, boy, it's going to be tough for anybody to catch whatever record Eli Brooks is going to end up setting. Hopefully it's another 30-plus wins for Michigan. Also, great to see the Brooks family, Eli's outstanding parents, such good people. I had not seen them since the last game in front of fans before the world ended. the loss at Maryland right before the Big Ten tournament that never happened in 2020. So it was great to see them. Great people. Boy, did they bring into this world one heck of a young man in Eli Brooks. All right, let's wrap things up. Mike Morabito has the breakdown, all the highlights, and the recap of the Wolverines' win.
Let's take a listen to the highlights as it was a back-and-forth affair to start things off. Five different lead changes. Michigan would take their lead for good at about 13 minutes ago in the first half, and a big bench player made his name known to the Sin City crowd.
Devontae Jones crawls it past the center line. Michigan by 2, 9:30 to play first half. Bufkin in front of that UNLV bench with head coach Kevin Kruger, arms folded in a black quarter zip. Diabate in the paint, flings it up there, rattled it home again. Musa Diabate, he's thriving tonight. 19-15 Wolverines.
Diabate finishes with 14 points to go along with 7 boards. He had 8 in the first half, 8 points, I should say. And Michigan's largest lead at the half was 12, as they ended up leading at the break by 3. That score was 35-32. They would come out of the second half, though, and really, this one was never in doubt, I should say. I mean, UNLV did tie it up with about 17 minutes or so remaining in the ballgame, but then Michigan would jump back out in front, saw the lead, expand to double digits at several portions in half number two. And about the early portion of the second half, we saw this pretty move.
Brooks around to Dickinson screen. Works to the point. Rifle left side Jones. Feed the post Dickinson. Banging inside against Ham. He'll spin with a left-handed dribble. 3 bounces. Pivots. Hook shot. Good. Nifty move from Hunter Dickinson. Michigan's lead swells to 5.
So Hunter Dickinson would put Michigan back up by 5 points, finishes 6-9 from the floor, 13 points. And you heard the catalyst of that play, and we're going to hear from him again. Stole the show in Las Vegas, Eli Brooks. He's had quite the start to the season, and he was at it again tonight. A big reason why on both sides of the ball that Michigan was able to come out on top tonight, finished with 22 points. And again, he really put on a show in front of the Sin City crowd.
High on the right, Houston, around to Dickinson screen. Works his way free throw line. Kick it left corner. Brooks, a pop-up three. You betcha. Oh, the professor shining on the strip. Michigan up 9.
Again, finishes with 22 points, and it was really all elementary the rest of the way. Really got to tip my cap, though, to Musa Diabate. The way he played in the first half, the way he finished in the second half, becoming quite the option off the bench for Coach Juwan Howard.
Jones, handoff, Houston up fake, spin a pass into Diabate. He'll back down inside against Ham, double team. He'll fling it up there, a little short, got his own board, goes inside and finger rolls it in. A little flex from Diabate. He's fired up. Michigan's lead back to 9.
And Michigan ultimately comes out on top, 74-61.
That's how it sounded. That's how it was detailed. That's how it was analyzed. As Michigan gets to 3-1, they will take on the Wildcats of Arizona for the Roman Main Event Championship. For Terry Mills, head coach Juwan Howard, Eli Brooks, I'm Brian Bush. Thank you so much for listening. Big weekend ahead. We'll have In the Trenches. We'll have another Defend the Block and a whole lot more here on MGo Blue Podcasts. Thanks as always, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.